Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. There's another politician entering the race for Texas governor. State Representative Gina Hinojosa will formally kick off her campaign later today. Hinojosa is a union and civil rights lawyer from the Rio Grande Valley who currently represents the Austin area. She joins a crowded field of Democrats lining up to take on Governor Abbott. Kerr County commissioners on Tuesday heard a progress report on the development of the Guadalupe River flood warning system. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick says work has been fast-tracked after the deadly July 4th floods.
After passing several flood-related bills during the special session, lawmakers promised they'd continue their response to the Hill Country disaster. Now, a 10-member committee, 5 representatives and 5 senators, will take a deeper look. Republican Representative Drew Darby is one of them. Ahead of the first special session, he said the tragedy could be a turning point.
Sometimes it takes a disaster like this to focus everyone upon a goal, a common goal, and a will to get that goal across the finish line.
House Speaker Representative Dustin Burroughs says that even with the bills passed during the second special session, there's still a need for what he called a comprehensive and thorough review. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
Houston and Harris County officials are celebrating the opening of a new 26-unit apartment complex for people with severe mental illness who are also unhoused. Here's our Dominic Anthony Walsh.
Harris Center CEO Wayne Young led Mayor John Whitmire on a tour through the building.
Yeah, our goal is ultimately for them to transition into an apartment complex that a regular landlord in the community operates, right?
Sure. Nice. The building neighbors the Harris Center's Jail Diversion Center, which Young says has a program for psychiatric hospital patients who are discharged but also unhoused.
Also in that building is a program we call Hospital to Homes, which is for people who are admitted and then discharged from a psychiatric hospital unhoused. And ultimately, I think it will be one of the big feeder programs for these apartments.
That's our Dominic Anthony Walsh reporting there. 77 degrees currently here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high of 88 later today. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.